Penguin Random House Audio presents Evil Geniuses, The Unmaking of America, A Recent History. This is the author, Kurt Anderson. For Anne and Kate and Lucy. We must make our choice. We may have democracy, or we may have wealth concentrated in the hands of a few, but we can't have both. Louis Brandeis. The crisis consists precisely in the fact that the old is dying and the new cannot be born. In this interregnum, a great variety of morbid symptoms appear. Antonio Gramsci. Strategic inflection points can mean an opportunity to rise to new heights, but it may just as likely signal the beginning of the end. Andy Grove. Introduction. When you reach your 50s, it gets easier to notice the big ways in which the world has or hasn't changed since you were young, both the look and feel of things and people's understandings of how society works. A half century of life is enough to provide some panoramic perspective, letting you see and sense arcs of history firsthand, like when an airplane reaches the altitude where the curvature of the earth becomes visible. Some of the arcs of historical change are obvious, their paths as well as their causes. The equality and empowerment of women is one of those big duh ones. But other important historical arcs, more complicated or obscure, have to be figured out. That's how I came to write my last nonfiction book, a not-so-obvious American history called Fantasyland, How America Went Haywire. I'd noticed that in so many ways, as Stephen Colbert joked on his first episode,